Mrs. Oglesby, your brother-in-law was in the service, and you said he traveled all over, that's right?
Well, I mean, while he was in service now, he didn't, you know, all I know, he was in service.
And he would go to other places, but his family would stay here?
Oh, yeah, see, when he was in the Army, well, I never knowed on this, him being in the Army.
And hearing that he went somewhere else.
Well, it's like he was in that different, you know, countries where they would send him, you know. I never...
Oh, I see. He would go to different countries or areas where they would send him, but the family stayed here.
Well, just like he said, well, maybe he went to Korea or Germany, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I never know. That's all, maybe he... Well, Rob, he's in, you know, sitting. He let her know, you know,
where he was. Right. Well, then some of this must have been during the wars then, like the Second World War, Korean War.
It was war okay. time, that's right.
That's right. I was getting mixed up in my history here. I was thinking that by the time they got married, this was later on.
He was in the war whenever.
He was in the Second World War and the Korean War both?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So, of course, they wouldn't have gone there. I was thinking more peacetime service. I wasn't thinking.
No, ma'am.
I asked you about your mother's prized possession, and you said she didn't really have anything special.
Didn't have
what about your father? Did he have anything, a possession that he especially liked?
Oh, well, yeah, he, after so long, he bought it. He bought, you know, land, had his own home and everything, carriage. Everything.
And that's what he prized the most. That's important to him, all these things.
That's right. That's right.
When you were growing up, was there a grown-up person that you admired the most when you were little? Was there somebody especially that you liked or admired most? That you looked up to?
Well, what do you mean? Is that mean in the home or?
Whichever. Was there a special person in your life that you looked up to? You can't think of anyone. Well, maybe your mother?
Oh, now, you know I love my mother.
You loved your mother. That goes without saying. Right.
Well, you know I love her. But she's the one.
Were there any special things that you can remember about her? Why you... of course, she was your mother. You'd love her for that. But why special things about her that you could tell us that you loved about her?
Well, just because she was such a good mother, and she was, you know, she taught me the things that, you know, to teach me things that were right.
Mm-hmm.
I loved her. And she was just my all in all.
She was just what?
She was just my all in all.
She was your all in all. She was the person you loved and admired and liked the most.
Oh, yes.
That answers all those questions. Can you remember what some of your happiest childhood moments were? Did you have a special thing that happened to you when you were little or something special you did or something special you enjoyed?
I can't think right now. And I don't want to say something ain't right.
Oh, that's all right.
Because it'll be, you know, you'll be listening. I want to say whatever I say, I want it to be.
Well, if you think of it, you tell me. When you were little, how did you feel about being black, or did you have any feelings back then?
In friends.
No, how did you feel about being black when you were a little child?
I didn't think nothing about it. I didn't think nothing about it.
Wasn't anything to think about,
no,
right?
It didn't think a thing about it.
How about?
I'm just proud of myself.
Well, that's good. How about whites? How did you feel about them?
Well, I just felt, you know, because I'd always play with them.
You played with them all the time as a child?
That's right.
Gave no special thoughts to it?
That's right. Didn't think nothing about it.
Your father's name was Ed Drayton, but you were raised by your stepfather.
Mac,
were you always called by Mac Owen's
that's
name?
Right.
Lizzie Owens.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about your children now. How many children do you have?
12.
You had 12 children. What are some of the things that they have gone on to do?
Well,
you have one son that's a doctor, right?
No, a minister.
A minister. Oh, I got that confused. One son is a minister.
That's right.
And what about your, how many sons did you have?
Six.
Six sons and six daughters. Oh, what did the other five sons do?
Construction.
All of them in the construction business?
That's right.
What about the six daughters?
Well, they all in the, what you mean, the mills, you know, doing, well, I got one works at the university down here.
Oh, you have a daughter that's at the University of Clemson?
And one of them is at Michigan. You know what Michigan
is? Yeah, she moved to Michigan?
No, down here at the mill.
Oh, Milliken Mill.
Down at Michigan.
Michigan,
you know, it
mill.
Makes
yeah,
it hot
yeah.
Oh,
Michelin. Michelin, yeah, right, makes the tires.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And one is a secretary. I can't think of the name where she was, over here in Greenville.
But she's a secretary in Greenville.
Yeah, worked over there for, but it's a big meal company. I can't think of it right now.
Mm-hmm. When you were talking about Mr. Martin's farm, had several families. Do you know about how many families were in
no,
that farm?
I
how many people worked for him?
No, I can't think of that. I can't tell you them because it was a bunch.
Right. And, of course, they did the normal farming
that's
jobs.
Right,
were there any other kind of jobs that the men did on the farm that you can think of? Okay. You said your mother could read. Do you know who taught her how to read?
Well, no, you know, I don't know. All I know that she could read, you know, because she would read and teach.
She was actually teaching you.
Yeah,
so.
You know, how to, you know, learn me my ABCs and things like that. But, you know, I don't know.
What did she read the most? Did she read the Bible or other
that's
books?
Right, that's right. That was her main thing.
The Bible. And that's what you remember seeing her read. The most and knowing
know,
she could.
Know.
Did she ever read you little stories or that kind
no.
of thing?
No.
Just mostly from the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
And your ABC kind of thing?
Yeah, when come time to go to school, you know.
She had you ready before you went?
That's right.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Stayed in them one day.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
Like, we went to school,
uh-huh.
You know, to say your ABCs. Well,
uh-huh.
I said them that day.
You went the first day and could say them all. Was the teacher impressed?
Well, they were just, well, you know, were this proud, I guess. No, I don't know.
You were proud.
That's right.
And your mother was proud when she heard.
That's
so
right.
So you could say them before you, oh, that's wonderful.
That's right.
Did reading come easy to you then? Did you learn? No. Then you found the reading hard. Well.
No, ma'am, it didn't come easy. It wasn't like them ABC. I guess I was wanting to go to school, so that's the reason I learned that. Like them so quick.
Did you like school?
Oh, I love school.
What did you learn in school? Was it mostly reading, writing, arithmetic? Was there anything else?
Well, and you know, we had geography.
Oh, yeah. Did you have any kind of maps or globes or anything? Maps, you know, geography maps. Did you have any of those with
oh,
the countries?
Oh, yeah, we had those. That's right. We had those.
Did you all have a recess?
A recess.
Recess.
That's
did you go
right.
out and play?
That's right. Sure, yeah.
You didn't have any play equipment, though, did you?
No, we went out and played ball. I played merry-go-round and dropping handkerchiefs and running behind each other, thing like that.
Do you remember any of those games or songs that you can sing me or tell me?
No.
That's okay. How many children?
Let's see.
Oh, yeah. Take your time.
Here we go. Oh, even here we go around the mulberry bush.
The mulberry bush, the mulberry bush. Here we go around the mulberry bush, the mulberry bush, the mulberry bush. You remember
early
that?
In the morning.
How many children would be in your schoolhouse?
Well, you know, they would be a pretty good crowd, but just to count them, I never did. You know, we didn't. I don't know. But they was a good crowd, of course, they'd be two or three crowds, one out here playing, maybe merry-go-round, other playing, dropping handskins, some playing ball, you know. But I really don't.
You don't remember the
Remember how many? That's right. I don't remember how many.
You said that there was so many times when you weren't in school. So what did the teacher do then when he was not working and teaching you? Did he have another job? Did he go farming or something?
Well, you see, he didn't live close to us. He was down in Amerson. We was up below about 6 miles from Amerson. And so I don't know.
You don't know what he did for
a
living?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Right. Do you remember when you went to Williamston and went to that larger school? Do you remember any of the names of those teachers?
Garrison, my teacher, he was, Reverend Fessor Garrison.
Reverend Fessor Garrison was one of your teachers. Who else? Do you remember anybody else?
We missed that one. Didn't be down there. We wouldn't live down there but 2 years.
That was 2 years. But I thought you went to a school down there that had lots of teachers, but you just had the one teacher.
Just the one teacher. That's right.
Did you have any more or better subjects than when you were in the one-room schoolhouse?
Well,
I didn't know if the education, if you felt that you, you know, got more education there. No, you didn't see that much difference?
It seemed all about the same, but it was like...
Mm-hmm. When I listened to the first tape, Mrs. Oglesby, I noticed that I called Mr. Cunningham a minister, and he was a deacon. And he was Mr. Cunningham, he was the deacon that visited your mother and then later died. Do you remember his first name, Mr. Cunningham, the deacon?
John Cunningham.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you said on Sundays, when the preacher didn't come, or after Sunday school, you all would hunt hickory nuts and chestnuts.
That's
was this
right.
Because you used them to cook with or eat with? I mean, was this
no,
for eating?
Well,
now?
You see, that would be in the fall. We'd go gather them. So we'd gather them and lay them up, and, you know, hull them, heat time, and dry. And then in the wintertime, while we was sitting around in the house, we'd crack hickory nuts and eat them. We'd crack them and eat them just like we did. Maybe popcorn or roast sweet potatoes in the fire.
That sounds good. Okay. You told me that when your teacher gave you a list, you bought your books in Anderson. Did each family buy their own books?
I guess so. You know, like it was two, three in one class. Well, I don't know how many. Most time we'd have about two, three books to carry. But, you know, I don't know on this.
Yeah, I was just surprised that you had to buy your own. If they didn't provide them for you in school, you had to actually get them.
Well, they give you a list. For them to go get them.
To go get them.
That's right.
Right. Because everyone else I've talked to had their books provided in the school, but you all had to buy them.
Well, I guess it's different places, you know.
Right. Oh, sure, they're different costumes.
I mean, different, you know.
Different areas.
Different counties and things like that.
Right. Mrs. Oglesby, you said you remembered your stepfather's mother's name. Could you tell me what that is?
Hattie Martin.
And
she married George Owens.
And these were your stepfather's parents?
Well, that was...
Yeah, that was his mother and father.
That's right.
Now, do you know what they did? Were they farmers?
His farmers. That's nothing
farmers
but farmers.
As well. Now, I'm not sure. Did we name, when we Virgie Lee Owens, your sister, she married a gamble. What was his first name? I want to make sure we got that.
Furman.
Furman Gamble. I don't think we had that.
No, we did.
Furman Gamble. Mm-hmm. All right. And your brother Willie, did we have his wife's name?
Addie.
Addie. Mm-hmm. What's her last? What was her maiden name?
Gamble, you know.
Oh, that's right. They were the two that were brother and sister. Dum-dum-dum. Okay, and Maybelle Owens married a Liggins, and what was his first name?
Foster.
Foster Liggins.
Mm-hmm.
And Emily married
Gaines, which was Rob.
Rob, we got that. I just wanted to make sure we got all these names
straight. But we ain't got my brother, my baby brothers.
Oh, we didn't do anything about tell MC. Me about MC.
Well, he was just a farmer, too.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife was, wait a minute, you better.
Well, think about it while I ask you about M.C. He had his name's initials, M.C. Was he always called that? Do you know what it stood for?
Well, he was going in Mac.
Oh, his name was Mac, like his father.
But it was used, you know, they didn't.
Because their name was the same. So they called him M.C. and the, you tell me, I'm sorry.
Well, M.C. Owens, M.C. Owens, and,
Was he named after Mr. Owen?
Yeah, that's what it, but they never did use Mac. They just used M.C.
I see.
M, you know, you use the two initials, two.
Right. Yeah. And you were going to tell me who he married, if you could remember.
I know. Della.
Della was her first name?
That's right. Della. No, ain't that something?
Mrs. Oglesby, you were telling...
Now, did you get my mother's name?
Oh, your mother's name. Was that Alice Jenkins?
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh, yeah, you got that.
Right. Do you don't remember where she was born, though? I think we didn't get that.
No.
But when did she die, though? You said you were 15 and you were born in 1904, so did she die about 1919, then?
No. Because I have my baby brother, he was born 1919.
In July of 1919. Mm-hmm. And how old was he when she died?
Well, he was going on 2 years old.
Oh, I see. So
what year was that then?
That'd be about 1921. All right, Ms. Oglesby, we took a little break and we figured out your mother died about 1920, right? Because your brother was a year old, but he was born in 1919, but he was going on too.
Yeah, he was going on too.
Right. Now, another...
Because, see, she died in March and he would have been 2 in July.
That's right. I see how that... Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you were telling me about a fire that took place in the 30s. After you had, you'd had several of your children, is that right?
Let's see.
Could you tell me about the fire? Or tell me about the children?
Well, let's see who, because, let's see, Matthew, he was the oldest one to be taking care of Evelyn and David.
This was a younger group of children. You already had some.
Yeah, that's right. Because, let's see, there was Paul Jr., Lurleen, Olivia, and Matthew. And Evelyn. No, Matthew, A.H. And then Evelyn. And then David.
Uh-huh.
I think about 8.
At that time?
7 or 8. Let's see, Wilhelmina, Marcel, Alice Faye, Olivia. Wilhelmina. How many?
I don't know. I lost track. But tell me about the fire.
Well, we was picking cotton and, you know, we had a wood stove when they had covered our house with pine shingles. And it's the sut in the stove went out and it was hot up, and it laid a thing called the House of Found Talk.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. And we was off down in the field, and somebody over on another field and another farm see the smoke, and he hollered and told him that the house was on the fire. You know, because it's, see, the way the smoke was coming, they could see it, but we were down in the flat, couldn't see it till we looked up.
Right.
And then, you know, they had to run then and get the children out.
You say that two were in the house. You almost lost those
there
two.
There were three of them.
Three in the house. Who were those three?
I told you, Matthew, Evelyn, and David.
Were in the house.
Two boys and one girl. So Matthew was there to take care of these other two.
But they were rescued.
But they were asleep, you know.
Oh, yeah, sleeping.
But it was daytime, you know. It wasn't night. It was daytime. We were down in the field picking cotton.
Where was this house located that burned
right
down?
Right across the hill over here, not no peace from Ingles.
Right here in Central.
That's right.
But that's where you lost a lot of your belongings and things
that's
that
right.
you had
that's,
from your family.
That's right. Lost all of that.
Ms. Oglesby, if you could have changed one thing, if there could have been one thing about your life that you would have liked differently, can you think what it might be? What could you change about your life if you could change one thing? You were saying that there wasn't anything, Ms. Oglesby? Tell me again.
Did I don't?
Nothing?
I don't think of nothing.
And you were saying there was nothing. Tell me in your own words about your life and what you think.
Because I've always tried to live a peaceful and a good life. I've always, you know, wanted that, you know, tried to do that.
So you feel that you wouldn't change anything?
No, because if I did, I'd go from worse.
It could have been worse, right?
It could have
right?
been worse. That's,
that's a wonderful, optimistic, look, a good way to look at it.
Right.
You know, that you're happy with the way it was, because let's not think it could have been worse.
It could have been worse, that's right.
Well, bless you. I can see how you feel that way.
Yes, my. And I didn't want nothing to be worse.
Right. You'd rather have it better if you
yeah,
could
that,
have.
That better, that's right. And I've tried that.
That's why I'm sure you've instilled that in your children, too. Well, I want to thank you. This is going to complete our taping, unless there's something else you can think of that you'd like to offer or tell us to the study.
I can't think of nothing. And I'm thankful that I was able to, you know, keep the right mind to for these things, you know, they stayed within, so you have to be kind of be steady.
Right. Well, I know it's been real interesting for me, and I hope you've enjoyed it, too.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's brought up, made me come up with lots of things maybe that I wouldn't.
You've thought of some things.
That's
sense, right,
right. That's right.
One
that's
thing I was going to get back to you, did you ever think of any happy childhood moment that you wanted to share? You said you couldn't really think of anything that... But I didn't know if something came to you or not. I know you loved your mother so much. I didn't know if there was some special thing with her you wanted to share with us.
Oh, yeah. Well, I loved her so much because she teached, you know, she was a good mother and teach me about living, singing, and how to treat people.
And that's important.
And that's all of it. Okay. And I've tried my best to hold to it. He's stayed with me.
You can tell. Well, thank you so much again. Appreciate it.
Oh.
Mrs. Oglesby, you said you got a phone call and they told you what Your daughter-in-law?
My sister-in-law.
Sister-in-law.
Yeah, my sister-in-law, her first name, Della.
And her last name was what?
Collins.
And so she was Della Collins who
and
married
M.C. Owen.
Right. And what was her father's name?
No, I can't think of
Nathan?
That's right.
I heard you say
no,
Nathan.
No, that was her brother.
That was her brother. Oh, her brother's name was Nathan.
Nathan.
Okay, well, it's not important about her
that's
father.
Right.
I just
that's
thought I heard
right.
you say
that's,
a father.
That's
that was
right.
Nathan.
That's right.
Okay.
That was her brother's
name. Her brother's name was
Nathan
Collins, and she was Della Collins.
That's right.
And this was MC's
wife. That's right.
Okay. Fine. Well, thank you again. I'm glad we got that in before I left.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad, too.
Okay. Thank you. Well, I just need the room. What's no? Yeah. Yes, okay, there was no wind.
What's the sand? I'm not